tight for a moment to squeeze back the tears. Katie was crying even more than ever, but laughing at the same time.
I thought you'd be upset. I was so worried.
Don't be silly. You're my best friend. I'm thrilled, Susanna lied. Katie wiped her face.
Will you be godmum?
She croaked. I'd be livid if you didn't ask. Of course I will.
Oh, thank God, I haven't slept all night. As soon as I found out, I wanted to tell you and I couldn't just phone.
Susanna squeezed her friend's hand reassuringly, then looked at her watch. I'm going to have to kick you out, I'm afraid. I'm doing a lunch for Sibylla. Katie wrinkled her nose.
Do us all a favour. Stick arsenic in her cure royale.
Susanna laughed. I'm not going to kill her off till I get paid. You know how tight she is, despite her squillions. Susanna, Katie and Sibylla had all met in Oxford, where they'd shared a grotty little terraced house in Jericho. Katie had been in her third year of law at the university. Sibylla was at the Oxford and County Secretarial College, and Susanna was waitressing at Brown's and cooking at lunchtimes in a smartish restaurant. They'd lived together for a year, fighting over clothes, men, and whose food was whose in the fridge, before going their separate ways. Susanna had bumped into Sibylla in Richmond High Street nearly 10 years ago,